As I'm looking at this video, I'm thinking the car seat in the back is like a staple of all my videos. We should just keep it there. Even if my kids get older and outgrow this, just for prop purposes, so you know it's authentic. Anyway, you know, I'm trying to get to these videos every day. I want to give you guys some value. This is really how we built the company, doing a lot of these videos that help guide you to try to understand some of the dynamics in law enforcement and life. It's important that we, you know, act as some guiding light for a lot of you, because maybe at your agency or somebody you know is not providing guiding light. And sometimes you have to look beyond your agency and beyond your circle of friends and beyond your father or mother or anybody in your life to find the advice that's important for you. So I'm going to talk about a few things, and it, you know, it came up last night. It was interesting, where I'm reminded at times that there are people who do not like what our movement's about, who I am, how I deliver my message. And I'll just explain a few things, and I'll explain why it's important to understand the dynamics of this. Let's go into haters. Let's start with that one. And even using that word is probably a little immature to call somebody a hater, but that's probably the one you guys are, and most people relate to. They understand what a hater is. Anytime you do anything that is more than just what everybody else does, it's going to brew people, and it's going to poke at the shoulders and tap on the shoulders of the people that really probably are in a bad place in life. I have a Ferrari theory, and I've talked about it in class, and I can't get to every single thing in class. So when you come to class, it's always a different dynamic. But the Ferrari theory is, how many of you look at a guy driving a Ferrari and say, fuck that guy? And how many of you look at a guy driving a Ferrari and say, how did you get that? Just think about that for a second. Think about what that means when you look at really self-checking yourself, how you're behaving. When we're talking about judgment of others, there is an excerpt of a book called 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you want to read it, it's really good. And I've talked about it on the podcast. And it's called the Subway Excerpt. And it's really, really good. I'm not going to recite it verbatim or recite it at all here. But if you want to read something cool, it's talking about a paradigm shift in recognizing your judgment and trying to understand the other side of people and things. I really, really have come a long way in the past 7 years of my life, and try to really deploy a lot of empathy and understanding when I see somebody or somebody misbehaves or something that's not aligned with their character. Maybe it was cloudy judgment. And I'm not perfect either. I make mistakes as well. Right now, I'm putting a lot of thought into some things. I'm not happy about some of the things that I've done, but I'm just a human being. And I don't mean that like in a moral kind of way. I'm trying to readjust and recognize some things about myself to make sure that I'm delivering and continuing to deliver and be taken seriously in all aspects of this profession, because that's what's important to me. But I also have to remember the grassroots of where we come from and who we are and what we stand for, and you know, the lightheartedness and enjoyableness of this company. Now, what sparks this? Last night, a gentleman who I know had attended a training class took a picture and sent it to his friend. And his friends called our class like a heaping pile of dog shit or something like that, right? Something along those lines. And then remarked with a final comment that said, I absolutely can't stand Dennis, right? I'm not here to try to pander to everyone. And my response was, I feel bad for a guy who responds like that. A gentleman who has never met me, maybe has taken no context into what I'm actually teaching. And I've had this happen several times. I've had administrators apologizing to me on many occasions. Interestingly enough, like, 3 times back-to-back in classes saying, I really didn't understand the message because I ingested 10 seconds of your content and made a judgment call. That's a horrible thing to do. Even when I get into a book that I'm reading or listening to, sometimes in the first chapter, I'm like, this isn't speaking to me. This is not for me. Then chapter 7, I'm like, fuck, good thing I had to turn this thing off, because this shit is legit. This is where it was at. I knew this book had some good reputation to it. There's a reason why people like it. I'm glad I stuck around and listened and really got the whole gist of it. I think a lot of us are just based on human traits of trying to cast judgment right away. I'm not even mad. I'm not mad at anybody who's not on our side and then all of a sudden comes to our side. I've had people say, I didn't understand what you're doing. Now I'm really, it's admirable work that you're doing. When you go out into this field or any field and you become successful or have some success or have something to say where you're trying to contribute to the betterment of everybody else or personal success, I don't know why, and I can't fix them all, but you're going to brew haters. And these people are going to do their very best to try to run interference, especially some administrators who misbehave and are very insecure about their own talents versus yours. I've experienced it. I've had it happen to me. It continues to exist. It exists more than ever for myself. Well, a lot of you in your mind understand that I get a lot of admiration, which I'm very proud of. I feel like I've earned it. There's also a lot of people out there who really are trying to cast judgment and run interference. Now, let me tell you this. You often hear me say, ignore the noise. Focus on the work. Ignore the noise. Thanks, Bill Kiefer. What I mean by that is, if I had listened to all the people and all the noise that I heard and let it create anxiety for myself inside and knocked me off a track of what I felt I had to offer to this world, there wouldn't have been a street cop training. There wouldn't have been the stories that we have, the stories of survival, the stories of decisions not to take one's life. And I think back to that. So in the beginning, when I started this company and I hear somebody say something bad about me, or we'd have one of these, and I like to use this term because it's lightly, fuckheads trying to run interference for me because they were insecure, because they were being exposed for not knowing and misbehaving and treating this job and like just getting away with stuff. We're saying to people, we're holding you accountable now. If you're going to say this, we don't agree with it. Here's why. Tell me what your decision. And they run for the hills, believe me. So, but what begins to happen is, what begins to happen is that the work, I think first the work, the good noise comes out and it begins to deafen the bad noise. And then at some point you find yourself ignoring all noise and just focusing on what's important. I have a responsibility to a lot of people, including a law enforcement community that continues to grow. Thanks, Walter Mackle. And you know, I can't spend time dwelling in the bullshit, and I want to implore you to do the same thing. It literally maybe 7 or 8, 9 years ago would have impacted me for like a day. I've been thinking about it, but it rolls off my shoulders like that now. And you know what's funny? Sometimes we tend to just be stuck in this fucking thing where we're looking at the negative, but then I got to step out of the box a little bit, look at all the positive. All right. I got one message yesterday about somebody talking shit about me, right? But I got 312 messages in the past 3 weeks that said, you changed my career. We rescued these kids. I didn't kill myself because of you. thank you for everything. We're alive. We use tactics that you taught us. We're here today to talk about it. Nobody ever told us this stuff. We appreciate it. And I've got to be loud and I've got to say the things that I believe in to implement change. And some people don't like that shit, and that's okay. And then there's the enthusiasts. You forget about your enthusiasts, the people who are behind you, the 92% of people in law enforcement who think my message is very, very important. Fuck the 8%, right? You know what I mean? And we got to say that to ourselves sometimes. I'm glad that I have the support of a far majority of people, and I honestly just don't spend time caring about those who don't agree with us. Do I wish in my heart that disagreement would be amicable? Sure. I wish that people could behave, but this is not a world of people who behave properly. And when you understand that, that's fine. We goof around here. We make jokes. I'm not here to try to impress everybody. I'm not trying to win every cop over. That's not the game. This logo here stands for something. He said, people like us do things like this. People who came into this job not to have a job. People who said, I want to be the change. I want to continue to try to make this profession better. That's who we are. That's what we stand for. Some people don't like that shit, and that's okay. And they're entitled to their opinion. I'm not here to cast judgment back at them. I'm trying to deploy empathy and saying, what would cause somebody to just make a statement? And by the way, that's where the relief comes in, the empathy, to try to understand, to try to look at somebody and say, why would they act that way? Before making a judgment, saying, that guy's an asshole. Fuck that guy. If I see that guy, I'm going to punch him in the fucking face. To me, I just go like this now. Whatever. Right? Like, I try to understand why that person is behaving in the manner that they are. It takes discipline to employ that. But in law enforcement, when you start getting good at doing things like catching bad guys, being the best crime scene tech, coming up with new ideas and strategies the captain can figure out, but you had it worked out. I've had great ideas shot down, right? Because who knows? Because nobody cares, right? I don't know. Right? I mean, great ideas shot down. And you just can't take it personal. This is not a profession or an industry that's designed to be fair. It was not built on meritocracy. It's built on a lot of nepotism and politics. Meritocracy means you can earn your way to the top. It's based on basically how a good company runs is if you have a good leader at a good company, they're going to recognize the strengths in the company and put them in positions to lead and make and implement changes, right? And I run a company with 20 full-time employees. We have 25 instructors right now, and that's growing both sides. And I have to kind of do my hierarchy of where people belong and stand. Everybody has value, but there are some people who are better problem solving and people who can make better judgment calls. And that's just the way it goes. And people who will be able to make better judgment calls in the future, but generally, you know, now need a little more time and experience and wisdom in that game. And believe me, I'm far from perfect. I don't ever pretend to be that way. But one thing I could tell you about me is I know what my focus is on and my goals are. You should know what they are as well. It's a good way to try to understand. And don't get wrapped up. Don't let other people cause anxiety in your life. You can listen to some critics, right? But not all. Say maybe like in the past few days, a few things have occurred. I'm like, you know what? There may be some validity to some of these things that I'm hearing. The world is speaking to me. I'm going to just tweak and adjust just a hair for the better good of the whole organization and law enforcement. And I don't want to go into what that is. You probably won't even pick up on it, but that's generally what the idea of why I'm going to tweak and adjust a little bit is for the better good. A lot of opportunities coming up in the future. I have a lot of interesting dynamics and meetings with some pretty interesting people coming up. And I want to put some things aside to ensure that this company is being taken very, very seriously for those who can offer a thought or a hope and a prayer and a wish into how to resolve a lot of our issues that we deal with. And the way that I deliver them sometimes rubs people the wrong way, but it is what it is. That's authenticity. I'm not trying to fake it, right? There's just inherent authenticity with who I am and being who I am. And I want you to feel the same way. I want you to think about some of the people who can offer you kind criticism. That's fine. I got kind criticism my whole life. And know the difference between that and the people who are literally doing nothing but trying to harm you. But having empathy for those folks and understanding where they're coming from and knowing how to deal with them, right? I'm about, you know, try to make peace with everybody. I'm not going to go out of my way to try to convince you, but I'm certainly not going to misbehave back, and that's a bad way to approach it. All right. Thanks, Bill. Let's get a few people wrote some stuff in. He's a dull person giving lecture on a class on case law that results in people dozing off 80% of the time on the phone or in the past. Yeah, that's true. Thanks, Bill. These are engaging classes, was needed, and the status quo. Yeah, evolve or die. No, and that's just it. Let's see where we got here. So I don't have any more comments on that. I know a lot of you appreciate the work that we're doing. And what I want to just offer is, in the future, as you go, recognize if you're a hater. Don't get involved in the drama and the bullshit. Focus on you. Worry about you. Make sure you take care of the people you work with. And stay out of the messiness stuff. Try to avoid it. And some of that staying away from that shit means staying away from that shit in your personal time as well. You have a guy or two guys at work that you're close with. Not a bad idea. You like hanging out with cops? Hang out with cops from another police agency. Make friends from another police agency. Try to link up with those folks. You know why? Because you stay out of the bullshit that way in your personal time. Get up bullshit going on. I'm telling you, everything gets back to the police department. No matter what you do, you guys go out three states away and go partying wherever. And you decide to twerk goofing around because you had a few drinks. The whole fucking police department's going to know. It's going to affect your career. And it's going to affect the judgment. You know, you're going to want to just try to keep some of those things separate in general. Anyway, hopefully you guys found value in this video. I'm going to try to keep this motherfucker rolling the way that it does in the same regard. I have one tomorrow we're going to go over. Hopefully my day doesn't get disrupted at all. And tomorrow we're going to go over understanding at a request of a friend of mine how to deal with some insecure administrators and their passive-aggressive behavior towards you as a police officer. Let's see. John, align yourself with the right hard-working people. I tell my rookies that when you're friends with. Yeah, that's right. You know who works and who doesn't. And by the way, like even the people who don't work and took this job because they needed a job, like we don't have to cast judgment on them. We don't have to force them to be like us. They weren't born like us, right? People say, how do you have so much energy? This is who I am. This is my natural state. Like this is who my DNA, when I was formed and created, my father, you know, created me with my mother and the egg landed. This is who I came out to be. And I'm trying to do the best that I can to use my strengths to help everybody else, right? And I'm trying to be a good father and a good this and a good boss. And, you know, I told somebody, they asked me something, they go, why are you such a good boss? And I go, because I want to go down as like, how could I not be the person I'm advocating everybody else to be. I really believe in my heart that I should be regarded as like, he was wonderful to work for, you know? So, yeah, let's see. Get that. Thanks, man, from Canada. Appreciate that. Eh? That's all I got. It's my Canadian accent. Anywho, guys, find value. And if you need anything, reach out to us.